B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start approximately in the middle of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the Mishnah says one of the things which the first of Tishri marks the beginning of the year is le'yirokis, for vegetables. We have to know what this means. Now we know that vegetables, one has to take trumas and maisrois, as one does with fruits, as one does with grains, as one does with other things that grow, other fruits and vegetables that grow. And to take maisa, what does that mean? You take a percentage. Truma is approximately 2%. It's a discussion we're not going to have now. Then maisa is exactly 10%. There's different types of maisa. There's maisa rishon that's given to a levi. There's maisa sheni that has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten betara in Yerushalayim. Then you've got maisa oni, which is given to the poor people, different maisers. And how do you take maiser? You have a harvest, you take a percentage. Maiser is always 10%, it's from the word eser. You take 10%, and that's the maiser, whichever maiser it is. Now, 10% means of a harvest, of a heap, of a field, however you're going to measure it. But can you take the produce, the fruits of a few years together, pile them up and say, here, I'm taking 10%, it's maisa? The answer is no. Every year has to be taken, has to be maisered, has to be tithed on its own, year by year. And the last year's fruits, last year's harvest is called yoshon, it's old. This year is chodosh. One cannot take maiser chodosh from yoshon or yoshon from chodosh. Every year has to be taken on its own. The question is, at what point does the year start? Says the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it starts on the first of Tishri. So if something became chayev in Maiser on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and something else became chayev Maiser on Motzer Rosh Hashanah, then those two are two different years, and Maiser has to be taken independently. Says the Gemara, Tana we learnt in a Braisa, le'yirokis, that the first of Tishri is a Rosh Hashanah le'yirokis, exactly as it says in our Mishnah. But the Braisa says something else. It says ule Maiseris, for Maiser also. Interesting. We just explained that Yerokis means for Maestras. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Ule Nedorim, and we'll soon see in the Gemara what that means. A Neder is if a person makes a promise, he makes a vow, he swears that, as we'll see that in the Halachas of a Neder, the beginning of a year is Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara that Le Yerokis, Maininu, when the Braisa says that the Rosh Hashanah of Yerokis is the first of Tishri, what does that mean? Answers the Gemara, Maiser Egerik. As we explained, it's the Maiser that one takes from vegetables. Says the Gemara, Hainu Maiserus. That's Maiserus. How can the Braisa mention Yerokis separately and Maiserus separately if it's the same thing, if Yerokis is Maiser on vegetables? Answers the Gemara, Tona Derabonon Uktoni Doiraisa. Because some things one has to take Maiser min haTeira. For example, grains. Other things, other vegetables, the Maiser is only midrabbonon, it's not min haTeira. So the Braisa, to impress on us that the first of Tishri is the Rosh Hashanah, also regarding grains, which is chayev in Maiser min haTeira, and also regarding vegetables, the Braisa mentions also Yerokis, which is derabbonon, and also Maiserus, which is min haTeira, referring to the dogon, to the grains. Tana derabbonon, the Braisa first mentions the derabbonons, and then Uktoni deraisa mentions the deraisa. Asks the Gemara of Elisni Doiraisa Bereisha, why don't you mention the Doiraisas, the Chiyuv Min HaTorah, the grains first, before the vegetables? Does the Min HaTorah not have precedence over the Derabonons? It should come first. Answers the Gemara, no. Aida de Chavivale Akadmo. We find this in many places, that things that are Derabonon, because they're Derabonon, something which our Chachomim deduced and something which our Chachomim introduced, we have a special, we're especially fond and especially close and dear to us, and therefore it's mentioned first. Not chas v'shalom to undermine the deraisas, but there's a certain chavivus in the derabonons, which is why they're mentioned first. Says the Gemara, but Tana didon, let's get back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it only mentions yirokis. It doesn't mention maestros at all. Why not? Answers the Gemara, Tana derabonon. Our Mishnah that mentions Yerokis indeed is only referring to the Maiser midrabonon, v'kolshkin deiraisa. And the Mishnah takes it for granted that you'll understand that kolshkin, that the Maiser min haTorah, the Rosh Hashanah is also on the first of Tishri, and the Mefarshim explain that the Ritva explains that drabonons generally are made in similarity, called the tikkun rabbonon, ke'endoraisa tikkun, are similar to their biblical counterparts. And since Maiser Midrabbonon is probably made similar to the Maiser Minatera, if we see that Maiser Midrabbonon, the year starts on the first of Tishri, it was probably taken from that halacha in Doraisas, that Maiser Dogon, the Maiser of Grains, the Rosh Hashanah starts on first of Tishri, and therefore we can deduce the Doraisa from the Drabbonon. Continues the Gemara, that we just saw in the Braisa, Maisrois, and we just said it's talking about the biblical Maisrois, the first of Rosh Hashanah marks the new year. Asks the Gemara, why do you speak about Maisrois in plural? V'lisne Maiser, just say Maiser, in single tense. Says the Gemara, no, because the Gemara is trying to impress on us that there's two Maisers, and they're both min haTorah. Echod Maiser Behema, one is the Maiser Behema from the Toher, Tzoyin u'Bokor, the Torah animals, that one has to take a tenth of the animals, and one has to separate them as Maiser, and it's brought, similar to Bechor, it's brought to Yerushalayim, it's brought as a korban, discussed elsewhere, but there's a halacha of Maiser Behema, ve'echod Maiser Dogon, and the Maiser taken from grains is also called Maiser, and both of those together are Maiseris plural. Asks the Gemara, okay, v'lisni yerek. Okay, but the Mishnah and the Braisa, when it speaks about vegetables, it says yerokois in plural. Why doesn't it just say yerek, a vegetable, any vegetable, but why yerokois? Answers the Gemara, because even yerokois, trei gavna yerek, there are two different categories and brackets of vegetables that are chayev b'maiser, and they have different halachas. Because we know that there's a halacha that all the while that the preparations of either the fruits or vegetables are not complete, then the chiyuv is not yet there to take the maisrus, and one is allowed to actually snack, achilas arai, a non-permanent type of eating, a snack. You can't sit down for a proper meal, you can't take large quantities, but if you want to just snack at those fruits and vegetables before taking maisr, it's allowed. The question is, what marks the end of the preparation? So, Trei Gavna Yerek, there's two different types. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah in Chulin, Yerek HaNe'egad, a type of vegetable that, when it's prepared, gets bundled up, Misha Yegad. All the while, it's not bundled up, it's not yet considered as finished, as complete, and therefore you can eat it, you can snack from it. Once it's been Misha Yegad, once it's bundled, that's it, you can no longer snack from it until all the relevant trumas and maisers have been taken. V'she'enu negad, but a type of vegetable that is not bundled together, then mishimale esekli, as soon as you've filled your container, your vessel, with those vegetables, then from that point on you're already chayev with trumas and maisers, and you're not allowed to snack on them until you've taken all the trumas and maisers. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. We learnt in the Braisa, Likate Yerek be'erev Rosh Hashanah. If you picked, likate is picking, and different growths, different things that grow, have a different point. So we know that the first of Tishri is the break-off point. Before Tishri is 1 year, after Tishri is another year. What actually has to happen before Rosh Hashanah to be called associated to last year? What has to happen after Rosh Hashanah to be considered next year's crop? So when it comes to vegetables, it's the picking. It doesn't matter how much grew when. When you pick this vegetable from the ground, the moment you pick, if it's before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's. After Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's. And that is the determining factor of Chiyuv Maisrus regarding Yerokos vegetables is Lekito, is picking. It's not for fruits, for example. It's different. And grains is different. We're going to learn about this extensively soon. But as far as Yerokos is concerned, it's the Lekita. So the Braisa says that Likate Yerek, if you pick some vegetables, Erev Rosh Hashanah, before the first of Tishri, Ad Shaloi Tovei HaShemesh, before the night set in, before Rosh Hashanah, V'chozar V'likate, and he picked some more vegetables, different vegetables, Misha Tovei HaShemesh, after the sun set, after the first of Tishri, Ein Tormin, you're not allowed to take Truma or Maisrin or Maisrus, Mizeh Alzeh, because they are considered two different years' crops, two different years' harvests. And this is called Yoshon, this is called Chodosh. you cannot take truma or maestros one onto the other. Lefisha'in toirmin or maestrin loimin achodosh al hayoshon velo al hayoshon al achodosh. And there's even more ramifications than just not being allowed to take truma from one crop to the other. There's even more than that. We know that there's a 7-year Shemitah cycle, year 7 marking Shemitah. The 6 years running up to Shemitah, the 6 years between one Shemitah and the next, are split up into two groups. Year 1, year 2, year 4 and year 5, then a person has to take truma, obviously. He has to take Maiser Rishon, given to the Levi, and Maiser Sheni, where the owners themselves have to take it to Yerushalayim. In year 3 and year 6, the truma stays the same. Maiser Rishon stays the same. But instead of Maiser Sheni, the owners have to give the Maiser to the Oni, to the poor people. Who are the poor people? It can be a Levi, a Yosem, an Almona, a Geir, any a poor person. It's called Maiser Oni. So if you picked some vegetables on Erev Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second year, and you picked some more vegetables on after that, let's say after Rosh Hashanah in the third year, they might only be a couple of days apart. But the first crops you picked are subject to the second year, which is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. The crops you picked after Rosh Hashanah are subject to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Im hoyso shniyon nichneses lishlishes, it was the transition, the Rosh Hashanah was the transition between year 2 and year 3 of the Shemitah cycle, shniyon Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, shlishes Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. That's what it says in the Braisa. Asks the Gemara, minohan mili, how do you know that in year 3 there's no Maaser Sheni? We know that there's, in the third year, we know that there's Maaser Oni. It's a pasuk in the Torah, ki sechale le'aser is called Maaser Tvoascho bashono hashlishis, shnas ha-Maaser, v'nosato la-Levi, la-Geir, la-Yosem, v'la-Almono, v'ochlu v'shorecho v'soveyu. So the fact that there is Maaser Oni in year 3 is a pasuk in the Torah. But who told you there's no Maaser Sheni? Maybe like there's Maaser Rishon every year, all 6 years, and Maaser Sheni in year 1, 2, 4, and 5. Maybe there's Maaser Sheni in year 3 and 6 as well. Omer Bishua ben Levi, he's learning it from this pasuk. Ki sechale la'aser es kol Maaser Tvoascho bashono ashlishis, shnas ha-Maaser. It says that it's a year of Maaser in single tense. V'nosatu la'Levi, you should give Maaser Oni. So the Gemara says it's Shono She'ein Bo Elo Maaser Echod. That third year is a year with just one Maaser, not more. Okay, Tzad, which one Maaser is in this third year? Maaser Rishon. Besides for Maaser Rishon, it's Maaser Oni. Maaser Oni is that one. We'll soon see who says there's Maaser Rishon, because there are two. There's Maaser Rishon. But put Maaser Rishon aside. Besides for Maaser Rishon, there's only Maaser Oni. Or Maaser Sheni Yovatil. But Maaser Sheni that was practiced in year 1 and year 2, and in year 4 and 5, that doesn't apply in year 3 and 6. Asks the Gemara, Oy einu elo af Maaser Rishon nam yevatil. Maybe Shnas HaMaaser means there's only one Maaser in year 3 and 6, which is Maaser Oni. Maybe there isn't even Maaser Rishon. Says the Gemara, no. For that we have a different pasuk that tells us that Maaser Rishon is a constant. Talmud Leimar, it says in the pasuk, Ve'el halavim tedabir. So tell the Levim, v'amar talem, ki sikhu meiz b'nei Yisrael es ha-Maaser. When you will take from Klal Yisrael the Maaser, asher nosati lochem, that I've given you, says Hashem, me'itom b'nachalaschem, so to speak, as an inheritance, v'hari moise mimenu trumas Hashem Maaser. And a Maaser, that's another halacha to do with the Maasers, the Levim receive, that they themselves have to take 10% called trumas Maaser and give it to the Kohanim. But that just happens to be the end of the pasuk. That's not the topic of discussion now. So what do we learn from this pasuk? That we compare the Maaser Rishon, which the pasuk is talking about, to Nachalaschem, to an inheritance. Hikishu, we compare Hakosuv leNachlo. The pasuk compares the Maaser to a Nachlo, to inheritance. Ma Nachlo ein lehefsek, af Maaser Rishon ein lehefsek. In the same way as inheritance is a constant, it's always there, it always continues, so too Maaser Rishon is a constant. It's every year of the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. Tani Idoch, another Braisa, coming to the same conclusion but learning it a little bit differently, that says in the Pasuk, Yisachale la'asir is called Maaser Tvoascho bashono ashlishis, the Pasuk we mentioned before. Shnas ha-Maaser, shono she'ein bo elo Maaser echod, it's a year where there's only one Maaser of between Maaser Sheni and Maaser Oni, only one of them are practiced, In year three, it's only Maisa Oni, not Maisa Sheni. Ha Ketzad, Maisa Rishon or Maisa Oni, or Maisa Sheni, Yevatil. The Braisa again asks, as we saw before, Yochel af Maisa Rishon am Yevatil, maybe the third year and the sixth year is only Maisa Oni, and not only is there no Maisa Rishon, there's also no Maisa Rishon. Talmud Lema, this Braisa learns it out from a different Pasuk. Not from the fact that the Pasuk compares Maiser to Anachlo, but to a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uvo a Levi she'ein lechelik v'nachlo imoch, a Levi who doesn't get a receive an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't given any part of Eretz Yisrael. V'hagir v'yosim v'almona shebesharecho v'ochlu v'soveyu l'man yivrecha Hashem elekecha b'chol ma'is yotcha asher ta'ase. So what does it say? Uvo a Levi, that the Levi will come, and then the pasuk continues because ki ein lechelik v'nachlo etc. So Ubo Alevi means the Levi will come and take my Sirishin. Kolz man shebo tenloi. This is an instruction to Klal Yisrael. Whenever the Levi comes, any year, give him my Sirishin. Which means my year three and year six, don't leave out my Sirishin. My Sirishin always applies. The fact that it says in year three, Shnasa Maiser, there's only one Maiser, that's just to exclude Maiser Sheni, not to exclude Maiser Rishon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, Oimer, Einei Tzorich, I don't need to learn it from that Pasuk. Harayu Oimer, it already says in the Pasuk, Ve'el Aleviim Tadabir Vamarta Aleim Kisichu Meis Bnei Yisrael Es HaMaiser Asher Nosati Lachem Meitom B'Nachalaschem. And here, this is Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov saying what it said in the first Braisa. The proof that Maiser Rishon is a constant is from the fact that Tikishe Akosov Lenachlo, the Torah compares Maiser Rishon to Nachlo. Ma Nachlo Ein Lehefsek, in the same way as Nachlo has no interruption, is not broken up. Af Maiser Rishon Ein Lehefsek, so too Maiser Rishon is a constant, including year 3 and year 6. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Braisa that we started with today, that the Braisa says that the first of Tishri is the Rosh Hashanah, not only for Yerokis and Maisrus we just discussed, but also for Nedorim. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. V'le Nedorim, Tanu Rabbonon, Hamoider Ano Mechaveri Leshono. If a person makes a neder and says, I am committed not to have any benefit from my friend for a year. How long is a year? Moinesh Neim Osa Chodesh Miyayim Liyayim. Look at the calendar. And the same time, next year, a year has passed. Vim Omar, but if he says Leshono Zu for this year, which means that there's a certain series or a certain unit called a year, and we're in that year now, and I want to detach myself from my friend and be committed with a neder, not to have anor from him for till the end of this year. When does this year end? Even if he says this on the 29th of Elul, the day before Rosh Hashanah, kiven shegia yom echad b'tishri, as soon as the first of Tishri arrives, also lo yishono, then this year, the year that he spoke about just the day before, is already come to an end. The year is over. And afilu leman d'oma yom echad b'shono einei choshuv shono. We already saw before in Daf Yud, there's a machlekas. Is one day considered a year, or is a month considered a year? Even according to opinion that says that normally when you need a year, then one day is not sufficient, is not considered a year, is not called a shono, then over here, he will agree that one day is enough. Why? Because he just took upon himself to inflict upon himself some challenge, some pain, some tsar. And therefore, all he wanted was to feel that distance from his friend. And therefore, one day, and his goal had been reached by the fact that this one day, the neder was valid. Asks the Gemara, Ve'eman Nisan, what made you say that the first of Tishri is the end of this year regarding Nedarim? Maybe it's Nisan, as with other halachas we saw in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Answers the Gemara, you're right. In many aspects, the first of Nisan would be the beginning of the year. But b'Nedarim, when it comes to making a Neder, Holach achar loshen b'nei Adam, this is something we're going to learn about extensively in Maseches Nedarim, that with Nedarim, it's all about the way people talk. People, when they make a neder, they want to be understood as in the accepted lingo. The way we talk, and people say, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows. Ask every child, when's Rosh Hashanah? He won't tell you the first of Nisan, he'll tell you the first of Tishri. Since people call the first of Tishri Rosh Hashanah, then in context of Nedarim, we look at the Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri, as being the beginning of the next year. And Yemir Tashem, from in the next year, we're going to continue from here. We're going to go back to the halachas of Maisrus and discuss a little bit more the different points and halachas in Maisrus.